still trying to figure out exactly what to eat. Like, for normal stuff. So, your birthday is coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
You got any plans?
Yeah, me working a conference, actually. So, the conference is this weekend. So, yeah, it'll be nothing other than that.
That's what happens when you're an adult. Your birthday.
Yep. 36.
Yeah, I see different types of people do stuff on their birthdays. I saw somebody, a friend of mine, just had their birthday, and they just had like a whole bunch of people and stuff. And it was like, I was watching their stories and stuff, and there's a whole bunch of people at this place and stuff. And it was like, all these people, I'm just like, some people just go all out. I'm not one of those people.
Some people, my favorite thing to do on my birthday is something I've been doing for the last 20 plus years is nothing. So every now and then I do something good, but I like
that's the weird thing. Yeah, because I'm the opposite of people who be having all these people over, because what I did for my birthday was get away by myself.
Yeah.
Disappear and be alone for a few days.
Yeah, I'm just like, put me in front of my video game. That's the only time I can actually play sometimes, like just uninterrupted space. Just lay around, eat some junk, and just chill. That's my preference. I mean, I'm always on the go, so I just like to just, you know, chill when I can. So when I can slow down and not do anything. But yeah, this weekend I'll be busy doing stuff. So the fair's in town. Don't feel like going around a bunch of people. Yeah, so.
Yeah, well. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah.
I'm the first one to tell
you. Oh, goodness.
So all you listening, tell Jason happy birthday, especially if you're listening to the day after this premieres. Which then is definitely actual
my birthday. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
So you could be listening for the first time on my actual 36th birthday. And if you are, cash at me.
Yeah, that's what people do nowadays. Exactly. Girls, especially girls, make sure you cash at me. Make sure you cash at, cash at, cash at, cash at.
Dollar signs, Smiley Abrams. Cash at. Smiley Abrams.
I ain't giving you shit.
Smiley
Abrams. Cashing shit.
Cash at. Oh my goodness. Wow. But I mean, you know, we used to do that. It was used to be where, you know, people put a dollar bills on a shirt. Yeah,
exactly. So it's the same thing. How we did in the South. I know it's updated now. It's Cash App. Cash App, me. Cash App.
Show the love. Put a little dollar in a Cash App.
I never asked anybody, well, because I can't get Cash App. But I got PayPal. My Cash App canceled me.
But I do have a Facebook donation for my nonprofit. So actually, there's ways that you can support the Andy Abrams Foundation.
There you go.
So, yes. Yeah, that's actually legitimate.
Well, good. As long as it's not Cash App.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
So, what are we talking about this time?
I don't know.
Well, since we're talking about Jason Abrams, let's talk about Jason Voorhees. See that segue?
Yeah, lead in.
See, and the funny thing about this, today is October 13th. So it's like the 13th, or, you know, Friday the 13th, even though it's not quite Friday, it's Thursday the 13th. But Jason Abrams' birthday is Friday the 14th, so it's a goodness. Connection. There's a big connection.
That's
between
the only
Jason
reason
and
why Josh made me watch this stupid movie and want to do a whole review about it.
I chose this movie because we're a little bit of our Halloween binge, and we have the movie Halloween Dies or something. This Michael Myers comes out tonight or tomorrow, Thursday night kind of thing. you know, Jason Voorhees is kind of a almost like a parody of Michael Myers, because Michael Myers was first and stuff.
I thought they were the same person.
You did, really?
Yes. I thought Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees were the same person.
For years?
I thought Jason Voorhees was in the Halloween movies. I just didn't even think about it.
Oh, wow. Okay. I guess you're not really a horror fan.
I'm not heavy on, like, the thing is, like, I think I've seen the Halloween movies because they're classic, some of the classic Halloween stuff. Jamie Lee Curtis. I've seen a couple of the, you know, finally, like, they come back and all that stuff, just kind of that. But I don't think I actually ever seen a Jason Voorhees movie.
It's your first one?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What a one to start with.
That's why I was like,
just started with another one for you.
Yeah.
This one, because Jason's hardly wears his mask in this one. You hardly see him.
He's
in this
a
one.
Demon in this.
Yeah, which explains. I thought he was a person until I watched most of these movies, because I was like, yeah, he's a demon. He's definitely a demon. Where I thought he was a regular dude. That's Michael Myers, that's the regular dude. Now, we almost watched the movie Jason Lives. Now, I wanted to point out about that movie. Because that's like the fourth. You didn't watch it, but that's like the fourth or fifth movie. I forgot what number that is. And it's called Jason Lives, Friday 13th, Jason Lives. It came out in 1986, the year that Jason Abrams was born.
Yeah. Yes.
So they got the movie Jason Lives, and that's when Jason lives.
Wow. And that's the reason why mom and dad named me Jason.
Oh, no, I hope not. I forgot to introduce myself. I mentioned Jason several times, and I'm also Josh, a.k.a. Prop Josh. There's no horror movie character based off of me that shares my name. Oh, no, because Josh doesn't sound that threatening. Oh, no, Josh is coming to get you.
Jason doesn't sound threatening. Well, it sounds threatening now because that's what they named him.
Nobody's scared of Josh. It's Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Josh, because I got such a white boy's name.
I mean, you know, they say stop joshing you. It's like, that's a thing.
That's a joke, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a jokey name.
Yep.
So, real quick, before we get into this review of this bad movie, of horror movie binge type thing, let's talk real quick about this other movie that's at the theater right now. The Woman King.
We want to talk about it quick.
Yeah. I think we can talk about it quick because it's a good movie. I mean, like, this is how I feel. There's a reason why we didn't do a review of Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I think it's because it's such a good movie. It's kind of hard to talk about it. Like, you know, like, there's a lot to talk about with that movie. But I'm saving that for when we do our end of the year.
Oh, okay. Talk.
And now I'm gonna tell you right now, Woman King is probably gonna come up at the end of the year thing too.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to get into detail with Woman King because it's a black movie and I want people to support it for real. Because I almost didn't watch it, and then everybody was watching and saying how good it was, so I went and watched it. You know, then I was
why
like,
didn't
oh, wow.
you watch it?
It didn't really attract me at first. I guess the trailer or something. I just kind of was like, you know. And plus, I was like, well, this seemed like it's similar to Black Panther. I don't know if I want to see an imitation Black Panther. Then I watched it. I said, no, this is like a prequel to Black Panther.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that was a similar reaction to me. I was just like, okay, this kind of like you got the Dora Milaje.
I never know me either.
But the women soldiers of Wakanda. And so it's like, oh, well, this is kind of like what they trying to be like.
Right, and you see them. You actually see what they go through to prepare to become those warriors.
Where in Wakanda,
they just already there. So I feel like it's
I definitely enjoyed it, and you know, I definitely, you know, I thought that there was some really good plot lines, amazing actors. I mean, the cast. I mean, were every single person in there. And I mean, I think people have been saying it, but Boyega's been given, he's definitely been given Denzel Washington vibes. So just the way
his facial expressions. I didn't see Finn from Star Wars when I watched it. He did really good.
So, but yeah, that was definitely a great, every character was great.
I especially liked old girl from Captain Marvel.
Yeah, she was my favorite character.
Mine too. I was like, yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah, she was definitely the. I feel like she was a crowd favorite. Like, she definitely held it down with the young, you know, warrior trainer lady. You know, the kind of one we followed, and so that was a lot of just positive, strong characters. And honestly, I love seeing strong black women beat up these racist white guys. Like, that was really fun.
Well, they beat up other black men mostly, though.
Yeah, they did.
Other black men, they mostly fought.
Yeah.
But it was especially was against these racist white men, really, slave owners and stuff. Yeah, really, of course. Like, yeah, beat their ass. Like, there was one white guy that was all completely defenseless against this one woman, and I was like, and I laughed. If she killed him, I said, good. I was like, I was feeling a little guilty about it, but I was like, no, he was a slave owner. Fuck him.
I enjoyed seeing that. So yeah, we're not gonna spoil. Oh, go
did
ahead.
You catch Samurai Rider.
Samurai Rider.
The girl that we follow on Instagram that does all the ninja
stuff. Oh no,
you didn't catch her. She's a character in the movie. She even has a speaking part.
I was wondering why she looked familiar.
So you did remember?
Yeah, I didn't realize. I was like, oh yeah, that was because I do remember she was talking about being a part of that movie. I thought she was doing like choreography.
She's a character in the movie. She only has like 3 or 4 lines, though.
Yeah. No, I remember now.
Oh, okay.
I just forgot that it was her.
I knew immediately. As soon as I started, I was like, oh, of course. So, yeah, like I said, I don't want to get too detailed with this movie because it's, you know, I'm like, y'all need to watch it. I recommend it. I'll definitely bring it back up at the end of the year when we talk about the best, because it's up there with in my maybe in my top 5 of
It definitely knocked movies. I mean, it knocked it was a surprising movie. Like, my first, honestly, mom texted me and was like, this movie is amazing. And I was like, wow, like I wasn't thinking about like trying to see it, but you know, it was like, okay, I will. And so that was kind of what motivated me to like check it out.
Yeah, so it's just word of mouth right now. All right, so that's The Woman King. Oh, but we can still give our rating for it. Sequel all the way.
Oh, goodness.
Even though, I mean, for a rating system, it's sequel, even though it doesn't need a sequel, but it's a great movie, but it's sequel material type movie for my rating.
Yeah, I would say the same.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into this bad movie after we told you about the good one. All right, so Jason's gonna be so confused. What do you know about Jason Voorhees?
Nothing.
Maybe I can help you. Okay, nothing at all. All right,
I just know Friday the 13th is Jason Voorhees. That's all I know.
Okay, so I'll tell you a little bit about to help you. The first Friday the 13th movie, Jason's barely in it. His mom is the one killing all these people. So that's the first one, because she's killing these people because the camp counselors were too busy doing drugs and having sex while her son was drowning, which was Jason. Jason was actually a little kid. He's like a little deformed kid. They end up drowning and dying. And so the mom went and killed all these counselors like years later or whatever. And then at the very end of the movie, it revealed that Jason was still alive. He was like a grown man, but he's still like deformed in the face. So you never really get to see his face. So in the second Friday 13th is about Jason killing people, but he's like got like a paper bag over his head or something like that, or like wrapped his head up where you just don't see him. And it's like, oh, it's different because his mom got killed. But, you know, spoiler alert, his mom gets killed at the end of the first Friday 13th. So the second one, he's the one that takes charge, and he takes charge from then on. It's been about him. The third Friday 13th is when he finally wears the hockey mask.
Oh.
Yeah, he takes it from this guy. He just kills this random guy and takes it.
And that's the...
And that's what people the iconic recognize. Look. Yeah. Right. So from part 3 on is what you see of Jason Voorhees.
How many of those movies is it?
There's been like 10.
Goodness.
Maybe more. Maybe 11. I think Freddy versus Jason is 11.
So, wow.
Yeah. Then there's a remake after that, a rebooted one. So technically 12. So there's a lot.
And it's going to keep making more as long as there's money to be made.
Well, it has the last one that was made was back in 2009. That's the last time
they're gonna make another one.
Well, I don't know. It's been a long time. Like, you know,
that's not too long for them to make another one.
Right. But all the other movies after the third one has been him killing people with the hockey mask and stuff and then coming back out. You know, they'll somehow stop him. Then he rise from the grave and stuff like that. He's basically like a walking zombie because they've shot him several times. And oh, yeah, Jason, his thing is killing people who are having sex or doing drugs. That's his thing.
That's definitely a running horror movie thing.
Right. And he's the main one. And also he resides on Camp Crystal Lake. That's where he always goes and kills people, is it? Because that's where he died. So he stays at that spot. So that's what's funny about him is like he doesn't leave that area.
So if you want to avoid getting killed by Jason Voorhees, just don't go to Camp Crystal Lake.
Pretty much. Which we'll get to a part of this movie where some people didn't follow that.
So
they start the movie off. This movie we're talking about is Jason Goes to Hell. This is like one of the last Jason movies. One of the last ones, because it was like before this one was like Jason Goes to Manhattan or something like that. And then after this one was Jason Goes to Space. So they was definitely mixing things. Yes, he went to space after this movie.
What?
It gets, because they got tired of doing the same old same. They every Friday 13th movie is like different for different reasons. Like, okay. Well, now he does this. Now he does that.
You know, I think like something I'm interested in.
They go all over the place with these Jason movies. That's why I'm saying this. And this was one of the ones I had never seen. That's why I chose it. Cause I was like, I never saw, but I heard about it. I heard it was weird. Like, it's not like he basically is jumping from body to body. And I did not know that. And I said, oh, well, that's different. And let me check this one out. All right. So the movie starts off with this unusual, I wrote down, unusually hot girl randomly bathing. Like, she drives all the way out to Camp Crystal Lake.
Nasty, nasty, nasty looking cabin.
Right. And then she gets naked and starts taking a bath. And I was like, and I wrote down, like, why is this girl really hot and going all the way out here just to bathe? Like, something's not right. That's what I figured. And then, of course, Jason comes out to kill her. And so what I thought about, Jason, I don't know if you thought about this, because speaking of October 13th, my episode, this was straight out of my video. That whole scene. Yes. Didn't that look familiar to you? And I'd never seen this scene before. Mm. So I was like, almost to the T, because it's like she's like wrapped up in a towel and stuff, and she looked, you thought she saw somebody in the mirror, but she didn't. I do the exact same thing in my video. I was like, this is weird, because this came, obviously they did it first. So I was like, that's let you know how predictable these movies are.
Yeah, it's pretty predictable.
So it turns out that it was a trap. Like, it was like these guys set up for this girl to do that so they can catch Jason.
Yeah.
And they shoot him badly.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, it was a trap. They shot him up to pieces and stuff. And to pieces. To the point where his body is hardly there, right?
Oh yeah, it was really pieces.
Yeah, yeah. So then so they take him to like a morgue or something like that. This black dude takes him. and I don't know what, like, Jason's heart is still pumping. They show that after his body is shut up.
They got his heart still pumping. Literally to pieces.
Yeah, yeah. There's two different black dudes, because there's this black dude that takes him to the morgue, and there's also this black dude who's a bounty hunter that's been after Jason. Now, since you've never seen the movies, they make it look like that he's been after Jason all these movies. I've never seen this dude before. This is his first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was always following him for the last 20 years or something.
No, definitely not. Because most horror monsters have a character that's kind of after them. Like, it's a back and forth between this horror person and one other person. Jason usually doesn't have that.
Oh, he don't got a guy.
No, he don't have a guy or a girl or anything like that. It's like, it's just him, basically. With Michael Myers, you have Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right.
And Freddy Krueger, there's this girl that keeps coming back. That she was like in the first movie that was the girlfriend to Johnny Depp. Like, she comes back in a lot of the Freddy Krueger movies. So it's between him and her. Mm-hmm. And of course, Scream, you got Sydney,
right?
You know, Nev Campbell and stuff. So Jason don't have that though. So that
the bounty hunter was kind of like pretending to be that person.
Yeah. Because these movies are actually kind of like a parody of themselves right now. Oh yeah, Chucky. You have Andy. He comes back a lot. You know, because the first kid that owned Chucky, which is interesting now because he's a grown ass man now. And he's still going after Chucky.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's the same guy, same actor too, that plays the little kid and stuff.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so the black dude somehow gets hypnotized.
Though not the bounty hunter, but the doctor guy.
Yeah, the doctor guy, quarter or whatever, at the morgue. Because he's doing taping a little thing about Jason Voorhees. And then somehow he just stops and just randomly eats the heart. And I thought he just went crazy. Like, oh, I want to, you know, but apparently he was hypnotized to do that or something. Because that was, Jason Voorhees. Yeah, he was possessed. That was Jason Voorhees trying to come back. So after the guy eats the heart, Jason takes over him.
So he's now Jason Voorhees.
Right. Because then there's another guy in the room who's like, hey, how's it going? And then Jason, as that guy, end up killing him. And so, and I already mentioned about the bounty hunter. So, the other weird thing was that these people actually all know about Jason Voorhees. He's like to the point where they make burgers about him.
Oh, that's weird. So the diner
we have Jason after. Burgers.
Yeah,
right.
That's weird.
I was like, so in his world, in their world, in their universe, he's a known serial killer and they're going to celebrate him?
Yeah. Which I mean, you know, folks, yeah, that's weird.
right. People don't, we don't do that in our world. Like, no. That's weird. Like, you know, like that's just like I saw people criticize about Thor: Love and Thunder. They had a little restaurant they called Infinity Ice Cream or something like that. They had the gauntlet and said, "Why would you celebrate that?"
Wow. Yep.
So, like the bounty hunters after Jason, he says that he knows all about Jason for some reason. I don't know why. But because he's at the diner and he tells them like, Jason's going to be back. And it was like, you get out of here. You bounty hunter.
Yeah. He was so racist.
I love how movies pretend racism don't exist.
Yeah. He was sometimes. So racist.
I know. Mm-hmm. It was like, this is a black dude.
What you talking to this white lady for? Cause he was all kind of hitting on her too. And he was like,
right. And the sheriff was there and stuff like that. They all country. Yeah. And I'm just like, they like, you get out of here. And that's all they say. I'm like, come on, man. This is so, they're so obviously supposed to be racist, but they're like, no, we're not showing racism.
They're not going to say anything racist.
Right.
But they were.
In real life. Get out of here, nigger. You bounty hunter. That's what we're going to call him instead. Mm-hmm. So we get to a part where since people think that Jason's dead, there's a group of teenagers going to Camp Crystal Lake
to have sex.
Yes.
In a tent.
Yes.
So, I mean, honestly, like at this point I was half watching and I was like, you know, it was on. Cause I'm like, oh, Josh want me to watch this movie. So it's on, it's in the background. And then I'm like, okay, the dude ate the heart. And he's like, the racist situation happened. And then I see these teenagers in a tent doing it. I'm like, what is this movie? And I'm like, oh, somebody's about to die. That's all I knew.
Yeah, because like I think they run into one of the main characters. And it was like, well, what are you doing? Oh, we're about to go over to Camp Crystal Lake because Jason's dead. And have fun and stuff. And, you know, he was like, okay, well, y'all have fun. And then I thought they were just joking, but they actually were like doing drugs and having sex and skinny dipping and all that stuff. Like they came out there to do that on purpose.
Yeah. Which is just, what you said, how people die in Jason movies.
Right. That's the main way.
That's how you do it. So,
because I wrote down, does Camp Crystal Lake have something in the air?
Yeah.
that possess people to be like, I gotta go have sex in the forest tent. And stuff, in the tent and stuff. Because in the reboot, Friday 13th, that's exactly what happens. They had some people like go out camping, but this is supposed to be Jason's first appearance since it's rebooted. And so that makes sense. Well, kind of makes sense, but it's the same type thing. They all camp, and it's four teenagers, two guys, two girls, and they all trying doing to have it. Sex and stuff. Yep. Yep. And Jason kills them and stuff. So that's the thing. I think these movies originally came out to teach people, teenagers,
not to have sex.
Yeah. I think that's what they were aiming
for. So this, the whole point of this series is to, this is a fact, true story. Jason movies was created by, the evangelical world for True Love Waits movement, the purity movement. So they can make sure that teenagers don't do drugs and have sex. So sense. if you do drugs and have sex, you will be murdered by this mysterious serial killer. So True Love Waits.
Oh my gosh. So after Jason's in the, he kills those people as the black dude, because, you know, he's walking around as the black dude. And I think they even have it on the news, like Jason Voorhees is still alive because he kills like the guards that were at the.
How do they know it's Jason Voorhees? The way he kills people?
Yeah. He just kills them for no reason. He just stabs people and moves on.
Like, can't anybody stab somebody? Like, why is that Jason Voorhees? That's the only person that ever killed anybody in that world is Jason Voorhees?
Well, the way he kills, because it's very brutal. You know, he always has to, and he just does it. But he takes, I forgot who he takes. He takes this next guy, I think it was a cop. Yeah, wasn't it a cop he took? Because I thought it was kind of weird. Jason grabs this guy, and he shaves the guy's mustache off.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, why? Because the black dude that he's in has a mustache already. So it's like, what? I don't know.
Embarrass him?
No, because he's
maybe when he's afraid he can jump in him quicker. I don't know.
I don't know, but he jumps into the next guy, and of course the guy like throws up into him or something, like, oh, and that's how he transfer his so
like,
that's
at that point I'm like, why did Josh make me watch this movie? So yeah,
I had never seen it before. Maybe I should have started you off with a regular Friday 13th movie.
Yeah.
The regular Friday 13th movies are very simple, though. Like you said, it's just Jason going around killing people, so one by one. Like, they're camping, and then, because sometimes there's ones where they actually have kids at the camp. He don't kill any of the kids, but he'll kill all, like, the counselors and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And the counselors are, like, teenagers, because they'll be, like, watching the kids, and then they'll go and have sex and stuff, and, you know. And then Jason will kill them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just a bunch of teenagers hanging out at the camp, and then you go and kill them one by one. That's basically the movies,
yeah,
for the most part, like the normal movies. They always got twisted up. There's, I think, part 7 is when he goes against a girl who has superpowers. She can telekinesis and stuff.
Oh, goodness.
So he goes, yeah, I know. That's one of the first ones I actually watched. I actually watched it at the theater with Yvette.
Oh, wow.
The part 7. So that was my first. That was my first Jason Voorhees movie, Friday 13th movie. So anyway, they end up arresting this other guy. So I'm gonna try to explain the plot.
I didn't understand it, and I didn't care to understand it. So
I'm gonna explain the plot for people, because it's like it goes all over the place. And then it actually had a plot, because I thought it was just gonna be Jason jumping from body to body and just killing random people.
So what was the whole point of this movie?
The plot was that since he can't die unless another Voorhees kills him, that's why his heart was still pumping. He has to be stabbed in the heart by another Voorhees.
Okay.
Apparently, and they just added this for this movie, Jason has a sister. So it was like an older lady that worked at the cafe.
Yeah. Place. Okay.
So he has a sister. So she was supposed to kill him or whatever, but she has a daughter. So she has a daughter who's like in her early 20s, and that daughter has like a son, a baby.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right. So that this is all new lore created, because when I first watched the movies, it's been Jason and his mom. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's only people they know that you know about.
But now it's all these extra folks.
Right, right. Just for this movie, I don't think this person ever comes up in any other movies ever again either.
One and done.
Right. It's just like this movie. So Jason leaps into, you know, the cop. They shave the mustache off and mm-hmm. he kills his sister. What he's trying to do is, because the bounty hunter explains all this, he's trying to do is take over her body, and then he can come back as regular Jason Voorhees instead of leaping from body to body. Mm-hmm. So when he leaps from body to body, that body dies immediately. Like, it's decaying and stuff.
So it's like a zombie.
Yeah. So it's like he can't be in that body for too long, for like an hour or something.
That's
like
why
that.
He got to keep leaping.
Yeah, so you got to keep going to the next person, you know, so he can kill a bunch of people. So his sister dies, I forgot how, and like, well, he kills her, that's how. And there's the baby daddy of her daughter.
Okay.
So he's the main character. The baby daddy is the main character. Cause he's like, so he's the one who's the father of the baby. That's, you know, like Jason's great, nephew or something.
Oh, okay.
So he gets arrested for, they think that he killed the mom or whatever, Jason's sister. So he gets arrested and he's in prison, or he's in jail right next to the bounty hunter. I wrote down, when did the bounty hunter get arrested? Oh, wait, he's black.
Yeah.
I'll also put that down, that Jason has a sister, ? I said, copying Michael Myers.
Oh, is that what they're trying to do?
I think so, because Michael Myers that's what Jamie Lee Curtis usually plays, is his sister. Mm. But it makes more sense in their world because it kind of started off in the first movie or whatever. But I also wrote down the bounty hunter's in jail next to the baby daddy. And he was like trying to, you know, the baby daddy needs help. He was like, I need to find him. And, stuff, and the bounty hunter has answers. He's like, well, you must give me payment. And he breaks his finger. He breaks the baby daddy's finger. That was his payment.
That was the payment.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. He was like, here, give me your finger. Okay. Why? Well, that was the payment. It's like, what?
That's you just weird.
I know. I was like, how does this payment? I didn't get that at all.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I also put down it's great practical effects whenever he leaps from body to body.
What do you mean?
Like the body will dissolve. I put
great. Oh, like, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is a quick review. I didn't put that much because there's not much to it.
I mean, I told you, I watched it and I'm just like, okay, I don't really have much to say about it.
That's the main thing about these horror movies. Is like, that's why we was going to kind of do a binge. We're going to do a bit for y'all listening. We're going to do a binge at the end of the month with a couple more movies. They'll be better than this one, though. Well, you know, that's the fun thing about the horror movie binge. We can do good or bad. This is definitely one of the bad ones because it's simple. All the Friday 13th movies are bad.
All of them are bad.
All of them. Yeah. I don't think there's a single good one that everybody loves. A lot of people like doing reviews of Jason in Space. The one that comes on after this one. They like talking about that one the most. Because it's, I guess it's really bad. But basically, Jason, they have a big fight at the diner. Like after the guy escapes jail and stuff like that somehow. Because he has like a cop friend that he kind of betrayed and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to tell everybody, no, it's Jason. Jason's the one killing all these people, not me. You know? I have to save my baby mama and my kid mm-hmm. because Jason's now after his baby mama because she's related to him. That's his niece. So he needs her so he can resurrect or whatever.
Yeah.
Jason goes and slaughters everybody at the cafe of obviously the same cafe that was cooking Jason burgers and stuff.
Weird.
So there's a part where the girl, I think she eventually believes, because she didn't believe him at first. She thought that he really did kill her mom. And so, but I think she eventually believes him because, you know, it's obvious that Jason's leaping from body to body. It's like she can see like this guy is after her now is a different guy or whatever. And so later on, you don't see when he leaps to body to body or whatever. So it's like you have two people run up to her. One is the chief of police and the other one is the cop friend that was friends with the baby daddy. And they both talking. It's like, no, we got to help you. And she was like, she don't trust because it's like they're trying to do like the thing where it's like you don't know who it could be. One of them. One of them could be Jason or neither one of them.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that. Shoot so both of them.
Right, right. So she kills. So she's shooting. Shoots the chief of police, and it turns out it was the cop friend that was Jason. And I wrote down, she just killed the chief of police in cold blood.
Yeah, she did. But it could have been Jason, so she should have shot both of them.
Right, but still, cold blood. I also wrote down, Jason can talk? Because he was the other guy talking. It's like, he can pretend to be somebody else, because the whole time, he's just walking slow and you know, like a zombie.
Because that's how like,
you know it's Jason.
It's me.
So I'm like, Jason has never talked in this entire series.
Wow.
Now he can pretend to be somebody else?
Yeah.
That's why I was like, that's why this movie is bad. Because they just want to throw us off that it's like, oh, it could be the cop. Like, no, it's...
Shoot both of them.
Right. So then they pointed out like, oh wait, the person have to be alive for him to take over that body? So Jason ends up taking over his sister's dead body, and that's how Jason gets resurrected. So get that battle of Jason at the end of the movie or whatever. And he's trying to get the baby and stuff. And
why does he want the baby?
Well, I think he was trying to get the baby because the baby, you know, a relative is anybody that's related to him
will be able to kill him.
Right. So basically kill them before he kills him or take over their body. And then, because at first I was like, why is he trying to take over the baby's body?
Right. It's
just going to be a baby. But then I realized, then I actually see him take over. When I actually see him take over his sister's body, then he becomes himself. I said, oh, that's why it works. Otherwise, I thought he's just going to look like a baby or a lady.
So he looks like himself after he takes over his sister.
Right.
He physically transforms into himself.
Right. Right. You see the original body. Right.
Okay.
Who has never been in any of the movies.
So if he did the baby, he would have been able to just transform into himself.
Exactly.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird. They don't explain the lore for the Friday the 13th movies. We don't know why Jason has come back to life in the first place.
Yeah.
Because he's been dead from the very beginning of the series. He's never been alive.
Yeah.
The entire movie series.
He's just a zombie.
Right. He's just, exactly. He's just a zombie. They did have one movie that stirred away where it was somebody pretending to be Jason.
That makes sense.
Right. Kind of like the Scream movies.
Mm-hmm.
Which, make more sense.
Well, the Scream movies kind of make fun of Jason.
Yeah, they also make fun of Halloween. They make fun of all those movies. So then they beat Jason. They defeat him somehow. I forgot how. I didn't even write it down. Like, I guess the sister. I also wrote down the boyfriend just can't die because Jason's trying to kill him, but he just can't die.
Yeah.
Because Jason does kill the bounty hunter. I forgot how the bounty hunter dies.
I don't remember anything.
I wrote down whenever the daughter, the baby mama, whatever, his niece kills him, you have hands from hell coming out to grab Jason. Like something happens.
Yeah.
And he's, because I put down big Muppet hands.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just start grabbing at Jason and he drag him to hell.
And that's Jason goes to hell.
Well, not quite. Because, like, roll credits. They drag him to hell. They literally drag him to hell. Jason goes to hell.
Yeah, that's them, dude. That's the act of them going, him going to hell.
Right, right. It's all this, for the end of the movie. So they drag him and threw him in, grab him to the ground or whatever. And all you see is his mask. And I put down, they all walk off to the sunset like they're brave warrior. They do. They literally do. Like, it's finally over. And they just walk off to the sunset. And then you see Freddy Krueger's hand come out.
Yeah, I saw that.
and grabs Jason's mask. And then, which made me realize, because I'd never seen this movie, is this the prequel to Freddy versus Jason?
It has to be, I guess, because that was the hint. And this movie came out in like what, early 90s?
Yeah, because Freddy versus Jason came out like in the 2000s, the beginning of the 2000s. Like
10 years later.
Yeah, so, and I heard this, I think I saw a review that said that Jason Goes to Space came out between as a filler kind of thing. Because apparently Jason Goes to Hell and Freddy versus Jason was supposed to be back to back.
Oh, okay.
But it's too much time. So it does make sense, especially if you watch Freddy versus Jason, because I've watched it, Freddy versus Jason, like twice or three times. And so I'm like, yeah, this definitely connects, because it just starts off with like Freddy kind of messing with Jason. He's just kind of torturing Jason or whatever.
So yeah, so he resurrects him.
Right. He does kind of resurrect him. So it's like, so I was like, oh, okay. So it does kind of, you know, I also put down to watch Freddy's Dead, because like I think Freddy Goes to Hell is a movie. So I haven't watched that yet. So I was like, I wonder if that's connected to this whole Jason and Freddy saga. So yeah. We're not going to do a review of that one. I'm just going to watch that on my own.
Yeah. Have fun.
No, you don't like these
times. So it's not my cup of tea.
Right. So, well, who was your favorite character?
I guess the bounty hunter, maybe. He seemed like an interesting personality. Kind of cheesy. Because he had the hat and stuff. Trying to be a rebel without a cause.
Yeah. I agree. I would say the bounty hunter was my favorite as well. Because everybody else was just kind of stupid. I didn't really care for anyone else. It wasn't nobody I was rooting for.
Yeah.
That I was like, if they got killed, they got killed. I was rooting
for the movie to be over. That was my root. I was like, oh, when is it going to be done? Almost done. So you can figure out what I think about the movie as far as...
I already know your rating.
Yep. I do not plan on watching this ever again in my life. It's absolutely so
not
trash.
Definitely not a replay. Wow. Wow. You don't. Yep. So you just don't like the serial killer type movies?
I mean, I don't mind. Like, Scream is interesting. You know, Halloween is interesting. The parts that I've seen, like, it's kind of like, but I think I like the mystery part of it. The slasher stuff is not interesting to me, because it's like, okay, it's not really a mystery, you know? So it's like, when I think about horror, the sci-fi horror that I like is like can be a mystery suspense type thing but then you also like, you have some kind of connection with the main characters, and so you don't want them to die. Like, there's like, and that's like, oh man, I hope they don't die, because they're like, there's something interesting about them that I can follow them around. They're dealing with their life, and then something significant happens, you know, weird. So you think about like Alien, like, okay, these people are interesting, but it's like, man, you can't, how are you going to stop this creature from destroying everybody? Like, that's like, you know, so it seems so impossible because I care about the people, or they're jerks and I'm like, oh, I want them to die. That's part of it. But then they don't, you know, there's one jerk, you know, it's always that, but it's like, this movie didn't have any of those for me, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, they all the characters like were just blah, honestly, like, you know. And I mean, I don't even, you mentioned that they didn't really have, and because I didn't have any, you know, relationship with Jason as a character, because I told you I never watched any of the movies. So it's kind of like, I don't care nothing about, he's a zombie to me. Okay. Now I like zombie, you know, I loved Walking Dead, you know, zombies are interesting. Like, I've seen, you know, the other zombie movie, the one with the heist zombie movie that just came out not too long ago.
Army of the Dead
or whatever. Yeah, that was interesting to me. Or like, because it had Dave a smart Batista. Zombie, which, you know, those were things that's interesting. World War Z, like, I thought those were interesting. But part of it is the characters that are there are interesting to me, and I don't want them to die. That's the thing. So it's like the suspense of like, oh my goodness, or the mystery of who is the killer. You know, I mean, that's what I liked about Screams. I was like, oh man, who the killer could be? You know, that's the guess. And they're meta, so they play with that idea and they kind of go into it a little bit more. And so I like murder mysteries. You know, those are things, but just the plain old slasher, you know, it's kind of like, yeah.
I guess, see, I'm with you. I like those type of movies. See, me, I'm more of a horror fan than I realize. I do love a lot of horror movies. I definitely get caught up into them.
Why do you like horror movies?
I guess I heard somebody say it's kind of an adrenaline rush type thing. Where, see, when I was younger, I definitely got scared more. Where I was like, this person, you know, like, oh no, this, you know, I was rooting for anybody to survive because I didn't want anybody to get killed.
Yeah.
That was me as a kid. And then it just kind of changed around as I got older. It's like, oh, I just want to see how this person dies.
Oh, you already know this person dies.
Yeah. Right, right. Because sometimes it'll make the kills interesting. That's what the Friday 13th movies were done. Like
Final Fantasy did that.
Yes.
That's actually made the killings really interesting. Because you're like,
yes. Yes. So,
or Final Destination. That's it.
Final Fantasy. Final Destination. But so, I want to touch back on that. Cause like when I was a kid though, I was scared of those, you know, stabbing type movies. And of course I got over them very quickly. I do have a Friday 13th video game where you play as Jason.
Yeah.
And kill the people. And that's actually a fun game. It's cause it's like, you got to do creative deaths. You get more points if you do more creative deaths.
That's weird.
And the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, their deaths are very creative because he's killing them in the dreams.
Yeah.
And it's all extra weird. So I was very scared of Freddy because I was like, yep. You can't go to sleep.
I still have not watched that as an adult. I think I don't remember anything other than if you go to sleep, you will die. So I was like, that just scared the living daylights out of me as a 6 year old. So I never had a desire to watch it.
Well, if you watch it as an adult, it's like you see how silly they are.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Now, going back to the Final Destination. So those movies, all right. So the Friday 13th movies and Nightmare on Elm Street movies and Halloween movies do not scare me at all.
Yeah.
They're not scary. They're more just entertaining. Mm-hmm. That's why I like the Friday 13th movies. It's like, oh, it's very campy now, and they're at camp.
And it's not real, like, they're literally at a camp, so yeah.
Right, right. And it's like, they're always going to run off and have sex.
And you know, and they're gonna get, you're not going to, so you can't think about, this could happen to me. This is impossible to happen to you. As long as you stay away from Camp Crystal Lake to do drugs and have sex in that world, then you'll be all right.
Exactly. So that's why it's not scary. Now, these movies that scared me as an adult have been, all right, so The Ring has scared me as an adult.
Yeah, we watched that. I remember. That was
creepy. The Grudge kind of made me uncomfortable. Final Destination and Paranormal Activity. Those four movies scared me as an adult.
I watched one of the Paranormal Activities because I was just like, nah, I'm good.
They get worse because all those movies I named, I think they all got worse as, you know, the sequels will come up.
It's like, and just get worse, you know, as in not good, or worse as in like more scary.
No, worse as in not good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like, I think that that's one thing that I, you know, and this is like, horror isn't my genre. Like, so I'm not just like, if I see a horror movie, I got to see it. I think I feel you on the adrenaline rush type thing. And so I think that I like when I watch something, I like to laugh or think. So those are my like things. So like when we watched the other horror movies, when we first started doing this, it was together and we were laughing at it. And so that was definitely more interesting. And so maybe if we watched this one together, it would have been a little bit more interesting because I was just like,
just maybe a little bit because it's still a bad movie.
It's bad. And it was really hard. I was like, I didn't even know to laugh at it. I was like, man, this is just,
but taking it serious.
I wanted to laughing. It just wasn't. But I think that, I was thinking about it. Like there's a couple other movies that I've yet to watch that I, you know, every time I say I haven't watched this, I'm like, you haven't seen it? So I have never seen any of the Saw movies, any of them ever.
Okay.
And I was like, I know Siobhan is always like, you never seen any of it? That's one of her favorite things. And I'm like, they're mystery type movies. I mean, they're like interesting. So I mean, I know I would probably like
more
it. Like,
I wouldn't say mystery, but I would say more like puzzles.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
so
very puzzle.
It's not like who did it, but more like how you get out of this type thing.
Right. Yeah.
So those are interesting and kind of social human experiment. You know, if you're evil enough to kill your friend type stuff. But yeah, so I mean, but that's the thing. It's like when I heard about the movie, it wasn't something I was like, oh, I gotta go see it, you know? So I need somebody to tell me, like, sit down and watch this or watch it with me. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But yeah.
Well, certain movies kind of mess with the genre a little bit. Or, because I was just thinking about the movie Freaky. It's supposed to be called Freaky Friday the 13th with Vince Vaughn.
Oh,
where this teenage girl switched bodies with a serial killer. It's supposed to be like Jason Voorhees or Michael Myers. That's actually, I recommend that movie. I think it's on HBO Max. It's actually interesting.
Is it recent?
It's like, yeah, it came out like 2 years ago, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I Vince Vaughn is supposed to be like a serial killer, but then he's like a teenage girl because he switches bodies. And
wow.
Stuff. I recommend that movie. It's hilarious.
It sounds funny.
Final Destination scared me because I was like, oh crap, this could happen for real. Like, but I know, even though death is not having a plan, a scaled out horrendous plan of killing you, it still scared me because it's like, you know, especially when the girl got hit by the bus, I was like, oh,
even though
I've watched like a video talking about it, like it was like, this actually wouldn't actually happen. They pointed out all the reasons why it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, you know, at the time I was like, oh, you know, cause it was like, cause he pointed out this, like, that's like the worst bus driver ever. I'm sure he got fired.
Oh,
he was like, cause that girl's in the street for a while. Mm-hmm. I was like, good point. But it still scared me. Cause it's like, oh no, this could happen. If you cheat, death and comes after you.
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity scared me at first because we all thought it was real. We thought this was like found footage. That was back when found footage was a thing.
Oh.
And so it was like, oh no, they actually have, you know, it looked real and stuff.
Because of the whole Blair Witch Project stuff.
Yeah, but Blair Witch was like a whole 10 years earlier. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was due for another one kind of thing. So, because Blair Witch didn't scare me at all. But
that was
Final Destination. Not maybe, but Paranormal Activity did.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Ring. You know, you look at The Ring now, I don't think The Ring is that scary now. But at the time
it was creepy and like I think the suspenseful, that's kind of what that is, because it's like you watch this tape and then somebody can come after you, so it's kind of like, okay, we just watched it
like in a week. Yeah
So it's like, oh crap, we just watched the tape, now something could happen. And it's like if anything random creepily come by, it's like, you know, the suspense of like, you know, and then she looked creepy, you know, just like
she did
weird hair, face thing. Like it was just really creepy looking. So, yeah.
So I have a movie to recommend. Another quick little review. It's at the theater right now. This movie called Smile.
Oh, goodness. You watched it?
I watched it last week.
Wow.
I might go watch it again because Andy
really
hasn't seen it. Yes. It's similar to The Ring, because I was thinking about what movie it reminded me of. It reminded me of The Ring and what's that movie? It Follows. Mm. I don't know if you ever heard of It Mm-mm. Follows. It Follows is a very good horror movie. It's like this thing is just following you, going to kill you and stuff. It's just nonstop, but it walks. It just walks. That's all it does.
Okay.
And it could be anybody. You don't know who it could be. Smile is kind of like that. It's like, basically the plot of Smile is this a person will kill themselves in front of you, and then this curse is on you where...
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, this person will literally just kill... before they kill themselves in front of you, they do this really freaky smile, and then they kill themselves in front of you. And if you witness it, now that demon is kind of following you, messing with you, where different people are smiling at you, and you don't, and it's like just messing with you where you're going to eventually... It's going to eventually take over you, and you're going to kill yourself in front of someone.
Somebody, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, smile like that. So it's... I was like,
they
wow, this
my
is...
my name.
That's why you should go watch it. Nah. But first, the other movie ruined your name, Jason. Now you can't. Right. Well, I'll take the name Smiley. Yeah. No, I'm just messing everything up. So, yeah, that's my recommendation if you ever want to watch that movie. So, as we wrap this up, of course, the movie Jason Goes to Hell is trash. It's a trash movie, obviously. I'm probably not going to watch it again either. But, you know, that's next time we should definitely watch movies together. The next horror movie binge, for those listening, if you want to keep up with us, we're going to do some good ones. We're going to do American Werewolf in London, which I haven't watched since in like 10 years. That scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
No, I've never watched it.
Oh, well, yeah, that'll be a good one to watch. And another one that you haven't watched is Midsommar with Florence Pugh, which is kind of like the Wicker Man type thing. It's hopefully we'll get Marcus back on for that one. Because me and Marcus were talking about this movie like a year ago. Okay. We were talking about bringing this onto the podcast. Well, not a year, because we just now doing the podcast for a year. Happy anniversary, yeah. Jason. Well, we say happy birthday and happy anniversary. Wow. We did doing this for a year now. So we're going to talk about those at the end of the month.
But next week, we're going to talk about 52 episodes, though.
I know, because we released a couple of them twice. I don't know, like more than once kind of thing. So, yeah, so tell people where to follow you.
Smiley Jason.
Two horror movies together.
That's it. So Smiley Jason _ you can look me up most places.
And I am Prop Josh. There's no horror movie based on me. Prop Josh on TikTok and on YouTube and on Instagram. I got a few things coming up next week. I have a Scooby-Doo project and I have a Malcolm and James Halloween special. If you don't know who Malcolm and James are. Me and Jason do the voices of those guys. This is an original series, and I got a Halloween, especially for black teenagers. So if you're a black teenager. Yeah,
looking forward to watching that.
Yeah, both of them. Shout out to the Scooby-Doo one. This is going to be the first Scooby-Doo I do where I didn't do the girl voices. And the girl voices I got to do the voices sound just like the characters. Yeah. I already started animating it. And I was like, I'm animating a actual Scooby-Doo cartoon right now. It really feels
that's
like
that. That's what's up. Well, you doing, I saw some of your preview drawings. It looks really good. So hopefully you get good views.
All right. So that's it, everybody. Make sure you tell everybody, make sure you tell Jason happy birthday when you see him.
Okay. Good night. Thank everybody for listening. You can email us at wwtbttpodcast@gmail.com. That's wwtbttpodcast@gmail.com. For questions, movie suggestions, corrections, personal reflections, beat selections, no, like seriously, if you got beats and you want to hear them play during a segment in the show, just send them over. We'll take a listen. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to upload every Thursday, and hey, maybe we'll hit you up with a couple of surprises. Who knows? Who cares? Hopefully you do. Either way, you know where we be at. Peace.